Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You got to be really pretentious to name your kid after yourself.
I mean, if we go,
I mean, what kind of douchebag would name their son after himself?
Well, like, especially doing it three times.
Yeah, what the hell, Joe? Just keeping that one going. You generation real original full of guys, real douches and guys full of yourselves. No, actually, to offset the whole, like, if we have two boys, because the first child's always like, oh, like, everybody likes the first one, so the middle one or the second one always feels bad. I won't give you our first kid's name that we plan on, because my wife will kill me, but the second one, that's actually not a bad idea. Jordan Schultz Jr. for the second kid.
JJ?
Yeah, JS Jr. Yeah. JJ?
JSJ.
Yeah. JSJ, man.
I wanted to bring something up because you mentioned, like, oh, yeah, the second kid kind of gets the short end of the stick.
They kind of do.
So my kid's mother, fantastic mother, just so happy that I had my first child with her. She is an awesome mother. Like, for Joey's first few birthdays and stuff, she would make his birthday cakes. She would do the fondant, like the elastic kind of like cake flavor.
Looks really smooth.
To make the cakes and the what was on it. Like, she did a Mandalorian one for his first birthday, did one. Like, she always went all out. And then, so then Joey, my son, he has a half brother, and it was his 6th or 7th birthday or something like that yesterday. And she calls me yesterday. She's like, hey, this is happening. Can you bring Joey to the house? I'm like, yeah, it's fine. She's like, also, I didn't get Arlo a birthday cake. Can you please just get one for me? And I'm like, man, the second kid really gets the short end of this.
Yikes. Absolutely. I want to go all out for the first kid. The second kid, man, screw that kid. What kid?
She's like, yeah. I was like, yeah, just Venmo me. I got you. It was one of those moments where I'm like, man, that is a true stereotype right here. The second kid just getting any love.
I also want to commend you for being such a good co-parent, because there are a lot of people that have been like,
buy your own damn cake.
That's your problem.
Screw
bro.
The other spawn.
That ain't my kid. Yeah, what you mean?
Well, the way that I look at it is that, at least when it comes to his half brother, like, that is my son's brother. And so, like, while my son, he's like, God, he is so annoying. I'm like, bro, I get you, but that is your brother. Like, you need to, like, he loves you. You got to love him. Like, I don't care about that kid, but also I do know that he is your blood brother still. So you need to show, like, and he looks up to you. You need to have that role model title, and, you know, just, again, show him love. Like, that's how I look at it, is that, you know, I don't care. Your relatives, your brothers, figure it out. Please, for the sake of your mom's psyche and mental health, do not make any things any harder than it needs to be. And then I heard someone say at one point that co-parenting is like running a small business, and that if you have too much pride or have too much, like, personal feelings on things, where you want to make decisions based off of how you feel and what you think is right and what benefits you more so, then the business is not going to work as well as it should be. So the bottom line is, do you want the business to succeed? Do you want it to be go well without a hitch? Like, do you just want everything to be about the business and the success of it? And when you can put the pride aside and, yeah, the whole, like, I'm not picking him up. I had him all last week and you haven't done anything. And where's my time? Like, the more flexibility you have, man, and the more just like, I don't care.
Time,
like,
I don't know what time is for kids. Like, I'm really busy this weekend. Like, what? Like, I got plans to, what? No. Like, this, if we have kids, we have kids. Like, and if I need to have said kid for X amount of time or day, then that's just what it is. If you have to have them for X amount, there is no, well, I can't. And I'm like, huh? Like, I've never understood parents like that. So if you're not that parent, if you are, you know, active with, especially with your co-parent, because I know how hard that is. We have whole commercials that run on the station about, man, if you're a divorced dad, you're looking for to get divorced, like, call us. Like, so we know that there are a lot of co-parents out there. So dads, keep doing your thing.
And let me say, as a kid of a broken home of many divorces, it matters. The way that the parents interact with each other, like, I won't go too deep, but it matters. Be nice to each other because it'll affect the kid in literally 30 years.
Just be cool.
Yeah. You need to stop thinking of you and think of the kid.
Yeah, I would say that our relationship is definitely the exception, not the rule. But, and then, you know, initially there was, you know, when things didn't work out the first, you know, few months, year or so, it was tough. But as time went on, like, and this is also has to go with, like, people that are actively, like, rude or, like, just, like, just a sour grape, and they just like, God, what is that person?
Who started dating first?
I think it was her.
Of course. That's usually the way it goes. So I can imagine, I can only see Jealous Joe right now. I can imagine that was awesome.
Well, I mean, luckily enough, like, her now husband, my son's stepdad, like, that.
You guys go fishing together probably now?
No, we do not hang out together. No.
Hey guys, hey, I'm hitting the links. You coming up?
No. But he does have good dad jokes.
You guys have a handshake?
No handshake. No. Again, I just appreciate his dad jokes. But I mean, they met like a year after we broke up, and then they, you know, they have been together since. So I mean, he's all good. But
were you hating at first?
Oh, of course. You know,
yeah.
Who the hell's this guy?
Yeah, I don't want him around my son.
What the hell? Yeah. but gosh, I can't remember where I was going with that. Is that people that are just like rude and like actively like just crabby and a bad attitude. I feel like people are like, they are choosing and actively putting energy towards that. Like, it is very easy to just be chill, nice, normal, you know, and not be a pissant. And I feel like people that are like that, they are expelling that extra energy to do that and actively choosing that. And after a while for us, it just kind of got like, why am I being like, what? No, I don't want to do that. I don't agree to that. It's just like, if you want to have them for a couple extra days because you guys are doing them, okay, fine, whatever. I'll make up the time. Like, hey, I'm going to go and do this. I want to bring Joey with me. Is that fine? She's like, yeah, okay, cool. When is he going to be back? Oh, I'll have him back, you know, Saturday at 9 o'clock. Okay, sounds good. Like, when you're both doing that, just makes life hell of a lot easier.
Yeah, well, yeah. So shout out to the co-parents doing it right, man. You know, it's about the kids. Don't make it about you, jerks.
Well, we didn't get to UNLV football there, unfortunately.
That was on purpose. So you filibustered that on purpose just to make sure that we wouldn't have to talk any Rebs football. But that's okay.
We even got someone that texted in.
Watch us shock the world. Yes.
Someone texted in, fellow Rebel listening, whole half hour breakdown of UNLV is what the audience is craving.
That's what I said. That's what I said. So, I mean, so we're out here, man. No, it's not just Ducks territory. You got some Rebs out here, too.
Well, all I know is during the commercial break, Rashad told me his UNLV backstory and how he gave up on the team and quit on the team when they needed him most.
Well, that's not accurate.
That's what I heard from that story.
Not accurate.
You told me the story, and that's what I took
from
it.
Chose the streets, man.
The streets of LV.
Couldn't no football field hold me.
The streets of, what is it, Bellagio?
No, which is, so we'll get into it, but
the streets
Vegas
of
is,
the MGM.
Listen, Vegas is the hood, man. Let's make no mistake about it. I know we think about Las Vegas Boulevard.
You walk two blocks off
listen,
the strip.
You get off that strip and things get real dicey over there. Then you get even further into North Las Vegas, into certain places. I'll tell you this, quick story.
You go to the pawn shop?
My first job.
Oh, boy, you're getting screwed over.
Not my first job, but my first job working in youth. For those of you who listen to the show, you know I've been working with kids for now 21 years, right? So right now, currently, I work for the school district. But my first actual job was working for the Boys and Girls Club. I worked for the Andre Agassi Boys and Girls Club. Andre Agassi, huge from Las Vegas, built a community center and a Boys and Girls Club, all the stuff right there. And this was right in the middle of like the project of Vegas. Like, I didn't know it really existed until I pulled up and was like, what the hell is going on around here? And I saw all the stuff. And I remember my then manager telling me, don't park your car here longer than 6 o'clock. At 6 o'clock, something will have happened to your car. It might be gone, so do not park your. We've got an agreement with the neighborhood.
You come back and it's detailed and cleaned and washed.
Yeah, no, nothing like that. Come back and
if you want your car to be too nice. Yeah, don't park it after 6 o'clock.
Yeah, come back and your doors, your windows, your tires, everything is missing, or the car itself
just the frame. Is missing.
No, they just leave the frame. They've cashed. They've hawked everything else and got money for it. Like. It's really, really the hood out there. There are certain places that aren't cool.
Industrious little guys out there.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, there are certain places. You know what I'm going to do, Joe? We're going to go to Vegas. I'm just going to drop you off in that area. And I'm going to, you know, give you a couple bucks for the bus. Uber, no anything.
That reminds me of that Chappelle Show skit, the Trading Spouses, when he takes the kid to the hood and just like drops him. Goodbye.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it'll be. Joe, you'd panic. You'd panic in that neighborhood.
Fine.
No.
Listen, yeah, craps games, I would win.
Fine. I wouldn't be fine. Like, it's one of them things. Like, you're going to get there and be like, yeah.
I'd be the Drewski skit he posted the other day of the white guy from the hood. Did you see that?
Of course. I thought it was hilarious. I see people who didn't.
How dare he do white skin?
Oh, yeah, right?
Now, unbelievable.
Oh, now we have a problem with it, right? Crazy.
Let's take a break. Let's get to a new quarterback signing in the NFL. Dear God, why are we doing this again?
Here we go.
Get to that next. Sports Sunday. 1080 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Aaron Rodgers signs with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Aaron does it again.
I guess my question is just why? Why are we doing this? What, Aaron, you don't need to do this. The Steelers, you don't need to do this. You guys ain't winning the Super Bowl. Like, we just saw what happened with him in the New York Jets, and that's when he had one of his favorite receivers of all time play. Who's their number one receiver right now? And I swear, oh my gosh. Oh, it's DK. That's right. They did get DK.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. That's not a bad one. All right. You know what? Actually, I see this working out well.
Right?
I've changed my mind. I don't know. I mean, we saw what happened with the Jets last year. Obviously, the Steelers are not the Jets. Two completely different organizations that are run very differently. One actually has success. The other doesn't. I don't see how this is going to be that much different from what happened with the Jets and what happened last year for the Steelers. Like, yeah, maybe they're able to propel themselves to a 9-8 season, maybe even 10-7, but you are going up against Joe Burrow and the Bengals in that division. You are going up against Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry in that division. You're going to be battling now with the Browns for that third spot in the division. You know, the Bengals, if their defense gets better, at, as it should, then they should rightfully be in that first or second spot in the division. But the Steelers, man, Father Time wins all battles. And Aaron Rodgers last year, while he had some moments, it just was not Aaron Rodgers of years past. It was not Aaron Rodgers throwing for 40 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. It was not MVP Aaron Rodgers. And I just feel like this is why I wonder with Aaron Rodgers, like, why? Like, just be done. Like, clearly you want to play football. I get it. Clearly you want to have one last ride and go out on a high note because you didn't do that last year. So I do get it from that sense, but also what is the ultimate goal of this relationship? Is it to win a Super Bowl? I mean, that's what every signee like this should be, right? Like, we are doing this because we believe Aaron Rodgers could propel us to a Super Bowl winning season. But does anybody really believe that? Anyone?
I mean, I don't know if they believe it because it's Aaron Rodgers, but I don't think they should doubt it. Not doubt it in the sense that it can happen. Like, I mean, I want us to be very clear. Let's talk about the bad first, right? Aaron Rodgers is going to come with the whole circus. We know that because he's Aaron Rodgers. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks that we have ever seen play in the NFL. Regardless of how things have been going lately, that's what he is. He's won the MVP multiple times. He's got a Super Bowl ring. He checks all the boxes, right? We know he's a weirdo, you know, Aaron, and that's what he is. In his heart, the only person that really likes Aaron Rodgers is Pat McAfee. And I think the only reason he likes him is because he gets a soundbite every week from him. But outside of that, like, Aaron Rodgers is a weird dude. We know that. Here's the good, though. Last year, Aaron Rodgers was a top 10 quarterback. Say what you want to, but he was 7th in, like, yards. He was, like, 7th in touchdowns thrown. He was towards the bottom of the league as far as interceptions, as far as only throwing a few of them.
Well, he threw, like, four in the last game, four or five.
He still had a great year for a trash team. Right? That's the one thing that we can say. And Brady has shown us the guys can play into their 40s and still be, man, really, really good. Maybe that was his one really good year in his 40s because his stats were great last year. This year you're going to give him a team that has at least a top 10 defense against the pass. They're not great against the run, but, you know, I think they can be, and I think the Steelers have always kind of hung their hat on that. We'll see. They've got, in my humble opinion, the best coach in the NFL. I think Mike Tomlin shows you year after year with not having a lot of pieces a lot of the times and still making something out of nothing. So you have that there. You just got arguably the biggest, strongest wide receiver threat in the league in DK Metcalf that you can just throw it up to, and he's fast enough to make his own play. I think there are a lot of things that you can like about this move to the Steelers.
Well, yeah, you were about to go into the season with Mason Rudolph.
And there you go. Upgrade, right? Instantly. If you went from Mason Rudolph to Aaron Rodgers, that's an instant upgrade. Like, I can feel good about that.
I think a lot of people would feel good about that.
That's what I'm saying. You feel good about that. Now, to throw to DK Metcalf, it makes sense all of a sudden. I can work with that. And I know Mike Tomlin is going to go 9-8. Easy. You know, he's been a 9-8 guy. If he's not going to go, you know, 10-17 or 11-6 or whatever, he's a 9-8 guy. If he can get, he has Aaron Rodgers, which I would say has to be at least worth at least two wins with that receiving core. Yeah, I can I can give them 10 wins on the season.
Let's take a look at this receiving core, because outside of DK, you're going to be relying on Robert Woods, who is probably, what, like 34 at this point in career? How many injuries? He's 33. And how many injuries has he had? I mean, I can't imagine you're not getting prime Robert Woods at this point.
Two, three.
Calvin Austin III, Scotty Miller. You still have Pat Freiermuth.
What a bang-up room that is.
At tight end. At running back, Jaylen Warren, which, forgive me if I don't even know who Jaylen Warren is. Running back from Oklahoma State. He's in year five. Caleb Johnson is another running back. He is the rookie out of Iowa who just had a great year for them.
Yeah, I can't believe they let Najee Harris go. That was stupid.
I don't know, man. And while the yards and touchdowns and all that look great, go and look at his QBR and his passer rating numbers, because they're like, bottom third of the league last year.
No, I agree. Like, I mean, I'm not trying to dress Aaron Rodgers up as like the bell of the ball, but the truth is he is better than Mason Rudolph. That's number one. He does have a DK Metcalf here all of a sudden. Like, that's number two. And he does have a much better coach than Robert Saleh. And so I think you add some of those things together. And then, for as bad as the Steelers were at running the ball, they were still just outside of the top 10 in rushing last year as a team. So, I mean, they're not far off. They did trade Najee Harris, which was whatever. Like, I know that definitely, you know, is not ideal, you know, for them. However, they're still right outside the top 10 in rushing in the NFL. There are 32 teams there. So, I mean, there's still a lot that you can to be desired for this Pittsburgh team. And now you add an Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, I think he's worth, and DK is worth, I think that's an extra two games right there. So you're talking about a team that won nine games, winning 11 this year? That's feasible.
Did they go 10-7 last year? Because I know they just they were not bad, but they finished the season terribly.
150
last
bucks.
Year.
I know they so with that, went 500 at least.
So at 10-7 with a terrible roster last year, you mean to tell me you add Aaron Rodgers, they can't win 12? Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf.
Yeah,
they can't win
10-7 last year. They lost their last.
Their
over
under is at 8.5 right now.
But that's still a great season at 10 wins, you know, considering that without last year or years prior before that 17th game, they're in the playoffs. More than likely, they're in the playoffs with 10-6. But because now there's a 17th game, they're not. So it's one of those things, man. I do think that there is something to be kind of said or at least looked at in this team in Pittsburgh. I think they're probably going to be better than people expect. I don't think they're going to light the world on fire. They're not going to be the first in to get the number one seed, nothing like that. But I do think they could make some noise considering they already did with less.
I'm curious, because how I see this going is kind of like the end of Roethlisberger. Is like, yeah, he's better than what you could throw out there, a Mason Rudolph or whoever the hell.
I don't know.
Do you think he's better than acquiring Kirk Cousins? Would a Kirk Cousins, sans an Achilles, and the ability to maybe throw the ball down the field 20 yards and no longer? Like, what do you do at this point?
Because I was going to say, I mean, this is, you know, Aaron Rodgers off of, you know, at least almost 2 years removed from an Achilles as well.
Well, but he had I wouldn't say a great season last year.
He had a good season.
But yeah, statistically, in the middle of a crap year for the Jets, he still put up numbers.
With a coaching change, all type of stuff.
Like, and he put them up in a cold weather city, which you got to remember, guys.
Outdoors.
New York, the Chicagos, the Pittsburghs of the world, they have to build a team differently. And if Aaron succeeds, I don't know.
I'm not saying
it's going to be an 11-win season, but it's intriguing.
And Aaron Rodgers' entire career has been in a cold weather city.
Exactly.
His entire career. So in a place like Pittsburgh, I think that'll be fine for him.
The last season for Roethlisberger, as Steelers went 9-7-1. So yeah,
they'll,
I mean, like that's maybe like the cap of what this team will do. And again, you guys talking about Aaron Rodgers
actually—that's the floor.
To be fair,
Aaron Rodgers didn't have a bad of a season last year. The Jets went like 5-12.
But to be fair,
they were terrible.
At this point in their careers, towards the end of their season, Aaron Rodgers is much better than Roethlisberger was at this point.
Are you sure about that?
Absolutely. Yes, 100%. 100%.
Yeah,
go look back at Ben Roethlisberger's last couple seasons. It was sad.
Without looking, if I had to see what the second to last and last season statistically were for Roethlisberger compared to like last season,
he basically
for
did
Aaron Rodgers.
Just about the same thing as last year.
Okay,
as Aaron Rodgers did. I mean, Rodgers threw for 38-97. 25 touchdowns and 11 interceptions. 28 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. And then Roethlisberger went for 3,700 yards, so 100 yards less. He threw for 22 touchdowns and 10 interceptions.
So serviceable and fits right into what Mike Tomlin can do.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. It's like a 9-8 season.
I don't remember
it
being that good. I don't remember Roethlisberger's season being that last season being that good. But I think that's
the year before that was 33 touchdowns and 10 interceptions.
Do you just want the Steelers to go for it with a quarterback again, Joe? Is that kind of what you're saying? Like, it was them that put themselves in this situation in the first place.
So. Oh, and I get also like them behind the scenes being like, we can't go into this season with Mason Rudolph as our quarterback, right?
Not again.
Like, they're like, yeah, Mason, great job at practice today. And they go back there like, that was rough. All right, we can't be doing this. To give ourselves at least a chance. All right, let's figure this out.
Like, we all knew Mike Tomlin was lying when he said he was comfortable with Mason under center.
If you're a Steelers fan and you don't feel at least better about what you have going into the season, then you're spoiled rotten. There's no way you don't feel at least better. It's not like they haven't been trying, right? You went out and got Justin Fields. You went out and tried to sign Russell Wilson. You went out. You're trying to find a guy until you can get that number one spot in the draft. You're trying to find a guy that's going to make it right. Like, and so I can't be mad at them for taking swings. They're going out there. They're trying to get big money guys to come in there and be the number one for them. It just hasn't worked yet.
All right, let's take a break. We had a big injury down in Eugene over the last couple of days. We get to that next here. Sports Sunday, 10 of the Fan. First, Orrin Schultz with the Sports Center update.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's not too late to sleep like a baby. Mattress World.
Yeah, was Tom Peterson's a mattress store, or was that just furniture?
That was a furniture. That was whatever you needed.
And glorious,
whatever
too.
You needed. That's whatever you needed, man.
Wake up!
You
hey,
need furniture. You need a bed
up.
Frame. You need a haircut. You want a hot dog and some chips and a drink?
Actually, Tom Peterson tried his foray into electronics, and that's what unfortunately killed his
Tom,
first business.
Know your lane, Tom.
Well, and then
come
that's,
on.
That's why at first was always Tom Peterson's, and then after that whole
and
debacle,
yeah,
they had to add for the LLC and Glorious too.
Yeah, my family got a TV from Tom Peterson's. I used to see those Tom Peterson commercials when I was watching wrestling, and they would always kind of run then. So
He was always this big sponsor of that.
Take have some chips. Take a sip. Sit right down and have a clip. Yeah, so you can get a Tom. You can get a haircut.
Tom Peterson hair. It was buzzes and flat tops is what he would
you can
do.
Get the
right?
Tom Peterson.
Yeah.
Oh, the Tom Peterson flat top. Yeah. I mean,
you should get that.
My dad used to rock that.
I think I'm good.
Yeah.
I got one of those as a kid. It looked like crap. I'm like, am I a white supremacist
like a cartoon
or a
character?
Redneck?
I could see it. Man.
That'd be a good sports bet, you know, for our show or something like that. Like,
loser, oh, that's a good one.
Loser has to come in with some compromising haircut.
Loser has to look like Detlef
Spike's dad from Little Giants.
Yeah, you remember Detlef Schrempf? He rocked the flat top. That was and Spike's,
pretty, yeah.
Spike's dad.
Spike
too.
Don't care.
Spike, give me 10.
No, yeah, the Detlef was definitely because Detlef rocked that in his entire career.
Yeah, starting. I mean, he got drafted by the Pacers like in like the 80s and
rocked that
until 2003 with the Blazers.
All right, boys, let's face the music. The Oregon Ducks, they're going to be down their number one wide receiver this year, more than likely, probably 100% likely. It was reported that Evan Stewart, knee injury in practice earlier this week, and he will be likely to miss the entire season. There were early reports that are torn patellar tendon. No bueno at all on that. Torn anything in the knee is not good, but... I was even reading stuff that a torn patella way worse than an ACL. Rehab is more strenuous, more difficult. Even just, you know, playing
it's
after
it's a bigger
that,
ligament.
It's it's not good.
It's going to take some time to get back if you're Stewart, man.
I don't know if y'all have suffered like injuries that pro athletes have, but like I've dislocated my patellar.
If my knee would have held up, would have gone pro, but you know, that's for another day.
Oh no, but like we've all like, hey, we've broken an arm. We've, you know, a lot of us out there have broken a bone. So when we see that, we identify. I saw this patellar just patellar injuries hurt. Mine was on the left side of my leg when
Did
I
you
was
tear
a kid.
It?
No, just a dislocation. So I didn't even get the full pain, but let me tell you, Joe, just a dislocation was an 8 or 9 out of 10.
Yikes.
It was bad.
But isn't it a tendon? Can you dislocate
Well, the
a tendon?
There's a patellar, which is the kneecap, and that is what the patellar tendon is the tendon attached to the kneecap.
Yikes.
So it is... Gotcha. Ooh, that whole man! If anything happens out there on the outside, pop that
baby
back
in.
Yeah.
Hopefully Evan Stewart is, you know... That's got to be... That's a big blow. You know, you're going to be... The number one, you know, especially after the departure of Tez Johnson, you know, you finally get your chance to step in and really take the reins as the guy, you know, and now this is where you are, you know, now you have to start from scratch and go back to the drawing board.
Well, and here's
try to figure out like how to not how to get back to full strength, but can you do that in time to really make an impact? Next season, the end of this season, like, you know, it's kind of one of those things. I don't think he's going to be out for an extended period, but in that time they're going to get other guys. That's the thing about Oregon, like they're going to keep reloading, and once you come back, like, where are you in the depth chart? Because right now you're the one, but if somebody really performs while you're out, like, there's a good chance you fall to the two or potentially three, considering the number of athletes.
Well, and with
Oregon,
his injuries too, I mean, he's had a few injuries over his career,
back to Texas A&M for sure,
but you know, Danny was saying this on Tuesday. He's like, your receiver room is completely unproven. I'm like, well, welcome to college football. You know, like, usually that's how it goes. Guys leave, and then the next guy that has to step up that maybe had 15, 20 catches the year before was a freshman that redshirted, has to now be a one or two or three. But yeah, I mean, when it comes to the Ducks, I mean, you lost Tez Johnson this year to the draft. I mean, Evan Stewart obviously is going to be injured and not with the team. I feel like I'm forgetting one other person, wide receiver core. I know that Pelham guy, Ryan Pelham, he transferred.
Are you talking about who's here, who's not? We've got DeCorian Moore, the five.
No, I know who's here. I was talking about who we left because I feel like I'm just missing.
Trayshawn's gone.
Trayshawn
Holden.
Dallas Cowboy, Trayshawn Holden,
yes, sir.
Baby. That's right.
Get ready to
Won't
suck.
Be spitting on anybody in Dallas.
Whoa!
Did I say that out loud?
Whoa!
Whoops.
We also have former Ducks wide receiver coach Junior Adams as the wide receiver coach in Dallas. So buckle up, baby.
Here we go. Should be a good year in the Big D, eh?
You're damn right. Probably not. But yeah, as far as like guys that now have to step up, I mean, like Gary Bryant Jr., he is a senior, and he is definitely going to have to step up given the state of the room. Justice Lowe, local product, he is going to have to step up. But then you have a lot of young talent. DeCorian Moore, jury on Dickey. Someone is going to have to be like, you know, this sucks. Evan's our guy. But this is my chance to show out. I'm going to get more reps. I'm going to get more opportunities. I was a highly ranked recruit, so I need to follow up and I need to show why I was recruited as high as I was.
I think the one person that really suffers the most from this is the guy that's taken over for Dylan Gabriel, and that's Dante Moore. Like, right?
Austin Novastad.
But right now, the way things are looking, is it's probably going to be Dante Moore. But you just watched your number one go down. Like, where do you go from there? Who's your security blanket that you're going to have to throw the ball to sometime? So I think that's the one person of course, the receiver room, it sucks to see that guy go down, but everybody in there is licking their chops now, because now one of them is going to be promoted to the number one, right? One of them is going to be promoted to the X. And so, man, like, everybody is going to be competing for that top spot. But if you're Dante Moore, it's like, well, damn, like, that was our offense, as far as we know, right? At this point, like, that was the one person that rings bells with this offense, or at least one of the two people that really ring bells.
Well, and the other good thing is, you know, Kenyon Sadiq, tight end. I mean, he really came on strong at the end of last year. And you want to talk about a number one target, a number one wide receiver. I mean, that's going to be
your security blanket.
That's who you got to be going to. Yeah.
Baby Brock Bowers needs to turn into Brock Bowers 2.0, basically.
Yeah. And also, man, Justice Lowe, you know, he had some flashes of greatness, you know, last year. And so can he continue to play as well? So I think, obviously, it sucks to see your guy go down. But Tez Johnson went down for a few weeks last year, and it didn't seem like the Ducks really missed a beat at certain times. So
Kyler Casper, he's 6'6". Nobody's really talking about him. I'd be interested to see how many more touches he gets
zone.
This year.
Red zone, just throw it up, man.
Big, tall guy.
I crushed it with him in NC Football 2025.
Oh, I know, because the next season, I don't know, Joe, how long you played into your dynasty, but the season following your first season, Kyler Casper is one of the Ducks' go-to receivers.
Casper, Jurion Dickey.
Yes, Jurion Dickey.
They were having huge
Justice
seasons.
Lowe. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they were going off. So, we also, you know, Malik Benson, transfer from Florida State, coming over.
A lot of Florida boys
as well. Yeah, man, it's going to take a collective uplifting of this unit. And then, you know, like, just offensively, skill player position outside of Sadiq, I mean, it is going to be a lot of guys where it's just like, who? Huh? I know we got the transfer at running back, Makai Hughes. He came from, was it Tulane? Yes, Tulane. Noah Winnington still on the team. Great option, obviously running the ball, but also catching the ball out of the backfield. Expect him to do some great things this year as long as he stays fully healthy. It's going to be a very interesting looking, new looking offense for the Oregon Ducks this year. There's going to be a lot of unproven parts. The one thing that you do have to fall back on is that Oregon has just recruited some dudes over the last few years. They've recruited very, very well. And some of the transfers that are coming in have had some success in for other teams. I mean, I want to say Makai Hughes for Tulane, he ran for like 1,200, 1,300 yards last year for Tulane. So, again, it's going to be very interesting Ducks team next year offensively. But with this Evan Stewart news, that just puts even more emphasis on the receiving core and what they're going to have to do to get this team to where they want to be. And that's another Big Ten championship, a playoff berth, hopefully at least a playoff win and a national championship.
At this point, if you're the Ducks, I don't know if you really – I mean, conference championships are important, especially now that you're in the Big Ten. But we've seen you can lose the Big Ten championship and win the national championship. And I think that's
the Big Ten championship.
Or not even go, right? You know what I mean? So maybe that's not the focus anymore. Maybe the focus for the Ducks is win as many games as possible to get to the playoff and win as many games as possible.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I look forward to every Ducks season, but I'm trying to think back, man. You know, you knew what you had with some of your pieces last year coming into the season, and then you kind of knew what you had with Dylan Gabriel because of the success that you had. You knew what you had with Bo Nix the last couple of years. You knew what you had with Justin Herbert and those teams. This is going to be one of the biggest offensive question marks coming into a Duck season that I can remember in some time. Mm. I mean, really since what the Who did Herbert jump in for his freshman year? Dakota Prukop, was that who
yeah.
it was?
Yes, yeah. He was the bridge after Vernon Adams that did not work.
Yeah, so that was 2016, I believe, that season, in either 16 or 17. Yeah. This is probably one of the biggest question mark offensive groups that we have had at Oregon since then. But again, the one thing you have to fall back on is you're not going off of Mark Helfrich recruiting. You're going off of Dan Lanning recruiting.
No, what recruiting? He left the cupboard freaking empty.
Yeah.
So again, if that gives you any hope, is that the skill, the talent is there. Can they all just put it together over the next few months in time for game one against Montana State? Or is it Montana? I think it's Montana State. The Bobcats.
Doesn't matter.
Hey, that's a good FCS school. Whichever Montana it is, they're both good.
Yeah.
Who plays them for the first game?
The Oregon. Ducks. Oh,
CTC. Gosh. Cast that check, Montana or Montana State, whoever the hell you are.
Hey, we saw what happened last year with Idaho, okay?
Every yeah. team needs to play like true. An FCS team just to start the season.
Yeah, it's Montana State Bobcats. Thank you. I stand yeah. correct.
Everybody needs to play a team like that, a tune-up game. I think that needs to be the preseason game for every Division One team.
Well, you got Montana State first and then Oklahoma State right after that at home. Oklahoma State coming off of a putrid year, I will say, as far as Oklahoma State standards. I think they were like 3-9 last year.
That's just by Oklahoma State standards, is 3-9 is bad.
I mean,
yeah.
That's a bad season regardless yeah. of what standard you're using. But I don't know, maybe if you're like Kennesaw State.
We don't go for these three wins. We need at least four around here.
Yeah, if you're New Mexico or whatever, you're like, hey! 3-9, guys, not so bad. All right, let's wrap things up here on Sports Sunday, 10 of the Fan, next. You be getting down on that hockey?
Ooh! My pants tight, baby.
Yes.
That game one, game two. Holy cats.
Double back-to-back overtime games.
I saw game one. I was actually hosting trivia during game one and looked up and was like, oh, okay. Looks like this game's over. And looked back up and it was tied. I was like, holy hell, what happened?
Oh, yeah. Edmonton,
that was quick.
That's why you pull the goalie, baby.
That was quick.
Well, and then the overtime, what, 10 seconds away from expiring in game one before that win. I mean, that was nuts. And then a two overtime finish in game two.
What is it? They pulled the goalie, Edmonton, and then the Florida got an icing, which put the puck right near the Florida goal. And wouldn't you know it?
Mm-mm.
Wouldn't you know it? He ended up, I forget who it was. I'm trying to remember the name. Do you still have me potted up by chance?
Oh, no, sorry.
It's all good. I just wanted to fire this off.
Shoot his scars!
There we go. Yeah. Back-to-back overtime games, though. Single OT, then double OT. We should get a triple OT. Wait, do they do? I think they go to shootout after that in the hockey. I don't think they just keep doing OTs.
Let me see here.
Yeah, we got to find
NHL
this out.
NHL OT.
I did watch Mighty Ducks yesterday. I don't know if
hey, there you go.
The thing.
So during the regular season, games tied after three periods enter a 5-minute 3-on-3 sudden death overtime period when the first team with the first team to score winning. If it remains tied, a shootout ensues. In the playoffs, overtime periods are 20 minutes long, played 5-on-5, and continue until a goal is scored. There are no shootouts in the playoffs, so you can have 7 overtimes.
That's awesome.
Honestly, I like that more. Like for regular season, it's almost like the Ghost Runner for baseball. It's just like, listen, it's regular season. Let's just get this over with, But playoffs, it's like, oh no, we're gonna keep playing until we get a winner here.
Do you guys?
And we're gonna play this the way it should be, and that is full periods the entire time.
You like the regular season style, the 3-on-3 kind of mini shootout?
Again, it's just like let's get less players out here, more chances for a goal to be scored, and then if that doesn't happen, you know, let's get a shootout. Let's get this over with.
Yeah, but again, like you said, in the playoffs, yeah, one all the smoke.
Play.
I need 6 overtimes if that's what you're gonna give me. Do it.
Yeah, I like that for playoffs much more. I think that there's part of me like with like soccer, they do this, you know, they have their extra time and then when extra time expires, they'll go to PKs. And there's part of me where I'm just kind of like,
it's anticlimactic. It's like, it's cool.
Well, there is like sort of this tension, but there's definitely like, so they were just running their asses off for the last 120 minutes fighting for all these goals. It could be 0-0, it could be 5-5, whatever. And it's going to come down to this? Like, yeah, this is what's going to this is what's going to decide everything like, just happened?
The great thing about overtime is it's more game. Like, the game was supposed to be over at this time. And guess what? If you're hockey, we're getting an extra 20 minutes. Or if you're the NBA, you're telling me you were giving us an extra 5 minutes of this game that's already going crazy. So, absolutely. Like, I love an overtime. that's the best part. So yeah, I don't want to go to penalty kicks, or it's like if the NFL decided now we're just going to go by field goals. Like, guess what? You know, this after the second overtime, you know, we're going to put the ball on the 40 and we're just going to go to field goal kicks. And what? No.
It'd be like for NFL overtime, just goal line fades.
That's all it can be.
That's just like
everybody's going to go and run goes.
Best of five. Yeah, exactly. One on one, wide receiver versus corner. That actually would be kind of fun.
That would be kind of dope.
I think, yeah, I don't know if one-on-ones would be tough because, like, it's just like, all right, we're just going to run a slant. But I think goal line fades is what you would have to do. Like, put the ball on the three-yard line, and it has to be a goal line fade. You can't run a slant because it's just – that's too easy. That's basically cheating at it. But it can't be a curl. Just goal
can
line
I decide
fade.
What receiver and which corner go out there to do it?
Yeah. That, okay. You know, that's kind of what they do in soccer, at least, choosing the five guys they want to kick and who goes first.
If we get after four overtimes, three overtimes.
You can just keep your best corner out there the entire time, you know? Yeah. Just put him on an island and, yeah, try and score on me.
Let's go to that.
I would kind of be down for that, actually. I don't know if you're going to be down for going outside today.
What time's the game? Come on.
It's 5:00.
No, probably not.
And you know what I didn't get to today? Those damn Beavers. The Beaver baseball.
6 p.m. today.
We sound shocked that the Beavers are doing well and on their way to
that
potentially
Friday
another
comeback.
Well,
dude.
I was going to say, quite frankly, they're lucky to be playing today because they were about to lose Friday, came back in the ninth inning, walked it off in the 10th, and then
much like the Pacers, this is who they are. You know what I mean? Like, they baseball is what the Beavers do. Yeah. Can't give them credit for basketball. Football, anything else, but baseball, that's their lane.
I was at a local establishment Friday night when that walk-off happened, and the entire bar of 35 people plus, just everybody erupted. It was a crazy moment.
It's raucous for the Beavs
at the Ram.
Unbelievable. Well, yeah, they play tonight at 6:00 against Florida State. Do or die, they win, they advance to Omaha, they lose, they go home. We'll see if Oregon State can get it done against Florida State today. And then I believe they would play either Miami or Louisville. I think they have their second game today as well. So tune in to NBA Finals, Oregon State Baseball, whichever is your jam. Rashad, thank you as always, my friend.
My man.
Jordan Schultz, thank you as always.
Hey, lead it off with Mariners baseball at 1:00. How about that? You've got a full day of sports.
How'd that sweet taste?
Shut up. Love you guys. Love you all.
And thank you all for listening to us on this Sports Sunday. We will catch you next Sunday at 9 a.m. Peace.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, It's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.